In this bulletin, the Prime Minister denies being dismissive of the moderator of last night's election debate. A new study reveals most young women who are first-time voters feel left out of politics, and Australia's junior wheelchair tennis team win the World Team Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Prime Minister has denied he was dismissive of the female moderator, Sarah Abo, at last night's leaders' debate. Both Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese were frequently shouting at one another and often ignored instructions to stop speaking after their allotted time had expired. Mr. Morrison described the debate as spirited and says the set made it difficult to hear over the shouting.
I really don't believe gender had anything to do with it, and I'm not surprised why it would. Both Anthony and I think we're completely respectful, have always been respectful of females in the workplace, and certainly when we're working professionally with them in an environment like that.
The Prime Minister has visited the electorate of Gilmore on the New South Wales south coast, making an $8 billion defence announcement to acquire new military helicopters. The seat is currently held by a thin margin by Labor. The coalition is hoping to win the seat with former New South Wales Minister Andrew Constance. Labor has made a multi-million dollar funding commitment for a medical facility in Adelaide, announced alongside South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas in the seat of Boothby. The opposition is hoping to pick up the seat and denies the announcement is solely due to the election, insisting it was chosen by the state government based on priorities. The joint investment of $400 million for the Flinders Medical Centre will provide an additional 160 beds and help upgrade the mental health centre and intensive care unit. The Prime Minister has been tested over the campaign on whether the government would commit to a long-term 50-50 equal hospital funding with the states, a measure that was implemented during the pandemic and is set to end later this year. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says he'll consult with the states.
What I am planning to do, though, is to sit down constructively with all state governments based upon their priorities. If we're successful, one of the first things I will do is to convene a meeting with state premiers and chief ministers. I want to work with all of them. And state premiers are in the best position on the ground to say what their priorities for service delivery are.
A new study reveals most young women who are voting for the first time feel left out of politics in Australia. The research by Plan International Australia shows that 72% of young Australian women don't feel politics is an equal or inclusive space for them. CEO of Plan International Australia, Suzanne Lejana, has told SBS News she's deeply concerned about the findings.
The report found that the toxic culture oozing through the heart of Australian politics is deterring girls and people from careers in Parliament. The result is that we are losing out on an entire generation of bright, powerful and diverse voices who could transform and lead this country for the better. An entire generation of girls is growing up with the message that politics is not for them. We have to change that.
Monash University researchers are set to put up signage with Braille stickers across Melbourne to highlight the importance of accessibility as part of Melbourne Knowledge Week. Braille is a universally accepted writing system used by and for blind people. Braille codes expert Leona Holloway told SBS News the goal is to send a positive message about accessibility and inclusion.
It's about raising awareness about the importance of Braille and also taking some community action, direct action, and making the city more accessible for people who are blind or have low vision.
Evacuees from the Azovstal steelworks are beginning to arrive in Zaporizhia. 10 buses carrying 174 evacuees pulled into aid centres in the city in the dead of night thanks to a United Nations established humanitarian corridor. Those once trapped in the plant have been relaying stories of shaking bunkers, constantly bombarded by shelling, prompting fears of collapse.
We were 42 people in one shelter. Some people managed to leave by themselves. There were 8 children of different ages. We were trying to entertain children, played and painted with them to draw away children from the war. They called me Aunt Soup because I cooked them hot dishes and breakfast. The need to cook motivated me to wake up while bombing was happening.
And in sport, Australia's junior wheelchair tennis team has defeated Great Britain to win the World Team Cup in Portugal. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, a sunny day, 25 degrees. Adelaide, also sunny, 20. Melbourne, similar conditions, 19. Hobart, sunny and 18. Canberra, cloudy, 17. Wollongong, showers and 20. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, a few showers, 23. Brisbane, showers increasing, 23. Cairns, showers and 28. Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.